Psalm 111. Praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. So we are to praise God with all our heart, our whole heart. He doesn't want just part of our heart, because he has given everything for us, and we are everything to God. And we're not to just give God a bit of our life and a bit of our heart and a few of our feelings, but to serve him with our whole heart. The works of the Lord are great, praised by all those who have pleasure in them. His work is honourable and glorious, and his righteousness endures for ever. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. Yahweh is gracious and full of compassion. So he actually likes being forgiving. He likes being generous, and that's how we should be. He's given food unto those who fear him. He will always be mindful of his covenant. So we've been baptized into that covenant, and he's thinking about it and is aware of it all the time, and that is how we should be. He has showed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the inheritance of the nations. So we're going to inherit this earth when Jesus comes back. We're going to inherit what this world has got, all their great things that they've built for themselves, and the land they think they own is all going to go to us forever and ever. The works of his hands are truth and justice. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent salvation unto his people. He's commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endures forever. So if you start living in the way of obedience, of doing his commandments, that in itself will be like an upward spiral. Then you will get understanding. And as he says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The true wisdom is to fear God in the sense of respecting him. Although knowing that he's gracious and loving, not sort of quaking with fear at him, but deeply respecting him above all things. That is the true wisdom. Not getting clever with education and things like that and the wisdom of this world. But the true wisdom is to have a relationship with God. I think that's what it's saying.